The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
You see, according to the federal government, it's not what the harassment is, it's who's doing the harassment. If you are conservative parents and you're concerned about your child's education, and you go to a school board and you raise your voice because you are frustrated that they're not listening to you, well, the federal government's going to come after you because that's intimidation. If you are a left-wing activist, however, and you chase down a United States senator and follow them into a bathroom with a camera, and then harass a United States senator in the bathroom, and then post that video for millions of people to see, well, that just happens. That's just part of life and living. You know, I'm talking about Kyrsten Sinema, a liberal left-wing Democrat, by the way, but she is not going along with this Biden $3.5 trillion spending plan. And so she is being harassed in bathrooms, on airplanes, and so forth. And President Biden was asked about that. Do you approve of this? Is this right? Following people into bathrooms and filming them and threatening them? And President Biden says, well, no, I don't agree with it, but hey, it happens to everybody. That's literally what he said. But if you are a conservative and you don't want your children to wear masks for 8 hours a day, or you don't want your children brainwashed with critical race theory, and you go to a public comment section of a school board meeting, well, the FBI is going to come after you because that's not allowed. Do you see the gross hypocrisy? All right, hey, listen to this, all right? I want you to listen to this. This is an article from the Associated Press, Dateline, United Nations. All right, let me just read it to you. A senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed. Coastal flooding and crop failures would create an exodus of eco-refugees, threatening political chaos, said Noel Brown, director of the New York office of the UN Environment Program, or UNEP, UNEP. He said governments have a 10-year window of opportunity to solve the greenhouse effect before it goes beyond human control. As the warming melts polar ice caps, ocean levels will rise by up to 3 feet, enough to cover the Maldives and other flat island nations, Brown told the Associated Press in an interview on Wednesday. Coastal regions will be inundated. 1/6 of Bangladesh could be flooded, displacing 1/4 of its 90 million people. 1/5 of Egypt's arable land in the Nile Delta will be flooded, cutting off its food supply, according to a joint UNEP and U.S. Environmental Protection Agency study. Let me skip a couple of paragraphs. Shifting climate patterns will bring back 1930s Dust Bowl conditions to Canadian and U.S. wheatlands, while the Soviet Union could reap bumper crops if it adapts its agriculture in time, according to a study by UNEP and the International Institute for Applied System Analysis. Excess carbon dioxide is pouring into the atmosphere because of humanity's use of fossil fuels and burning of rainforests, the study says. The atmosphere is retaining more heat than it radiates, much like a greenhouse. The most conservative scientific estimate that the Earth's temperature will rise from 1 to 7 degrees in the next 30 years. He went on to say, even the most conservative scientists already tell us there's nothing we can do now to stop a change of about 3 degrees. And then the article goes on for three more pages. We're all going to die. We're all going to die. Well, here's the interesting thing. That article was written in 1989. Now, I left out one little thing in the first paragraph. Intentionally, now I'll put it in. A senior, again, this is the first paragraph of the article. A senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2000. Now, again, this was written in 1989. Let me check the calendar. This is 2021. Have any of these things happened? No. He said governments have a 10-year window of opportunity to solve the greenhouse effect before it goes beyond human control. Let's see. This was written in 1989. That would be in 1999. We would have reached a point of no return, 1999. And he said, if the global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2000, all of these things are going to happen soon. One-sixth of Bangladesh would be flooded, displacing a fourth of its 90 million people. A fifth of Egypt's arable land in the Nile Delta would be flooded, cutting off its food supply. Polar ice caps will melt. Ocean levels will rise by up to 3 feet, enough to cover the Maldives and other flat island nations, Brown told the Associated Press in an interview on Wednesday in 1989. Now, my question, has any of those things happened? No. And then one of the most interesting things about this article: shifting climate patterns would bring back 1930s Dust Bowl conditions. Well, now that's very interesting, because global warming was not a problem in the 1930s. In fact, in the 1930s, during the Dust Bowl days, nobody was talking about climate change, global warming. No, they understood that it was a weird, bizarre cycle of weather that happens every 100, 200 years. It just, in 1930s, and people died in the Dust Bowl days. It was terrible. It was horrible. It was awful. Read about it. But the scientists of that day were simply saying, well, this is just a cycle. And then this paragraph that I read to you just a moment ago. The most conservative scientific estimate that the Earth's temperature will rise from 1 to 7 degrees in the next 30 years. Okay, this article was written in 1989. Let's add 30 years to that. That would be 2019. At least the most conservative estimate, 1 to 7 degrees in the next 30 years. Well, I did a little bit of research. In 2019, compared to 30 years before, the most conservative, 0.5 of 1 degree. And that's debatable. But 0.5 of 1 degree in the 30 years prior to 2019. Now, it's interesting because someone sent this article to me and said it was in 1989. I thought, really? Come on. Nah. It's one of those other fake articles that I warn you folks about all the time. No, sure enough, it really was written in 1989. So I looked up Snopes. And Snopes says, Well, yeah, that Noel Brown that wrote the article really was the director of the New York office of the UN Environmental Program, but he didn't know what he was talking about. I'm not kidding. Look it up, Snopes. Yeah, that article was really written, but that guy that wrote the article. Now, the problem was that, of that, is he quotes in the article a number of studies. The International Institute for Applied Systems, the United Nations Environmental Program. I can't find them now, but he quotes several. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. It wasn't just the ramblings of some wild, crazy scientist at the United Nations. He was expressing settled science in 1989. And of course, you remember that in the early 1970s, settled science said, we're going to have another ice age. Yeah, if you don't believe that, check it out. In the early 1970s, all of the climatologists, all of the climate scientists, all of them in unison were saying, oh, we're going to get colder and colder. We're going to have a new ice age. Then by the time we get to 1989, in 30 years, we're all going to die. My point? They're almost never right. Almost none of the predictions made by the climate scientists, Al Gore, and the rest, almost none of them, have come to pass. And yet, when these articles are written and when the experts speak, it is settled science, and you dare not question, or you're a science denier. I'm not a science denier at all, but I do have just a tiny bit of common sense. I just found that article fascinating. Again, Associated Press article, 1989. If we don't get a handle on this by the year 2000, that was 21 years ago. Yeah. All right. I actually have some good news when we return. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I hardly ever get into celebrity news, but evidently Katy Couric has written a book, and it's going to be released. When's it going to be released? Very soon. And it is a vicious tell-all book where she basically throws almost everybody that she worked with under the bus. I'm reading reviews of the manuscript that has been leaked. I don't think it's going to be out late this month, and she's going to go on an 11-city book tour. But evidently, according to the book reviews, people who have read the manuscript, she is just absolutely nasty with a whole bunch of people. Martha Stewart, Deborah Norville, Ashley Banfield, Matt Lauer. In fact, almost everybody she worked with on the Today program, she criticizes heavily, says just some really nasty things. I'm reading some quotes here that from the book. It's over 500 pages in length. She tears into her ex-boyfriends. She tears into people like Prince Harry. She tears into almost all of the people that she worked with on the Today program. She cuts down Martha Stewart. She attacks the royal family, and on and on. Wow. I'm not going to be buying it. No, but it's interesting. And I will repeat what I said earlier in the program if you were listening. I hate kiss and tell books. Just hate it. You know, a book that just rips people apart and shreds people, you know, people you used to work with, people you used to work for. Hate those things. They're very popular. They sell well. Oh, look at the dirt. People, hey, that's part of our fallen nature, folks. We love dirt. We do. It will be a runaway bestseller. Oh, did you hear about what Katie Couric said? I personally think it's kind of disgusting. I was never a Katie Couric fan anyway. Hey, I told you that I had some good news, and I do. Out of the world's largest Muslim country, Indonesia, Christianity is growing in Indonesia. Now, that's the good news. Now, and this isn't bad news, but the truth is it is growing by nearly 1% a year. Now, that's not a whole lot, but we're talking about the largest Muslim-populated country on the planet, and Christianity is growing approximately 1% every year. 272.23 million people in Indonesia. Of those, 20.4 million are Protestants, 8.42 million are Catholics. Together, they comprise 10.58% of the total population. I don't have time to go into it, but as many of you know, I was in Indonesia not quite 2 years ago. Well, I guess it's been 2 years ago now. And Indonesia is a strange country. Every person in Indonesia has to declare a religion. Every person, without exception, you must declare. It is a law, a federal law in Indonesia. You have to declare a religion. So a whole lot of people who put down Christian probably aren't because they were, but it is the largest Muslim populated country in the world. And there is some persecution, and some of it is severe. But Christians in many parts of the country have real liberty and freedom, and Christianity is growing. I was privileged to go there with the Bible League. The Bible League is doing incredible things in Indonesia, distributing the Word of God by the thousands and thousands. And I am absolutely convinced that this rise of the number of Christians in Indonesia is due at least in part to the Bible distribution and evangelistic ministry of the Bible League. That's good news. Christianity is growing in the world's largest Muslim-populated country. Hey, folks, have a great evening. Thank you for joining me. But please, wherever you go, whatever you do, remember who's you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.